And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We are talking with new Mercer County head volleyball coach Lexi Strange as day one of practice just wrapped up for Mercer County here on Monday night. So Lexi, as we start with you, how's the transition from, I know you were a volunteer assistant last year at the program, to head coach this year? How's that process been to this point?
It's been good. I'm super excited to take on the new role and be in this position. I've got a great group of girls coming in this season, and I'm super excited to get going. The season's starting just right around the corner. So we're putting in the time, putting in the reps, and we're ready to take off.
And I know, you know, today the official first day of practice, but the, you know, preparation for the season starts before the first day of practice, right? So can you speak a little bit about what the summer schedule, summer workouts look like for you here in year number one?
Yeah, so we did some lifting this summer. We worked on some open gyms. We worked on some things there, and then we continued on throughout. Our JV team did go over and do compete in a tournament, so they've done that. We were unfortunately not able to get into one of the tournaments that we typically do this year, so we went ahead and scheduled a scrimmage with Rock Ridge this summer and got some reps and got some lineups put out and just checked into some things that we've really been wanting to see and just kind of get the reps and get everything into place to be working on the upcoming season.
As you mentioned, the season, I think, it's about 2 weeks away from the first game. So taking over a program, as we said, involved a little bit, you know, in the past. But what are some of the main things you want to get accomplished, maybe like culture-wise, heading into the season opener in a couple of weeks?
Absolutely. I think everyone would come to say a winning culture, of course. But I think just creating that cohesive unit, a team that is solid and something that we can run with. We've got some goals. I've got some goals for the team, and we're really excited to get going. But just kind of building that culture of come and check out Mercer County Volleyball and see what we're all about, and building that cohesive unit as one together.
Yeah, we talked a little bit before we started recording about the group you have coming back this season and a team that played for a regional title a year ago and came up short. But, you know, a lot of those kids are back that played a big role for Mercer County in volleyball a year ago. So, you know, looking to the group you have returning that you kind of, you know, maybe not 100% sold on like what the rotation looks like yet, but you probably have a pretty decent idea. How much of a help is that, kind of the returning talent you have?
I think that that's a lot of help coming into it and having some veterans, so to speak, coming back and being able to take a solid role in that position is going to be great. We've got a good group of seniors here and a lot of people that, you know, have played at the varsity level and are going to get some playing time, and we're really going to put the pieces together and kind of just roll with it. I think that helping out last year has a big impact on what I'm going to do this season and seeing some things, and so I think that that's kind of what we're headed to next.
And I know it's, you know, obviously really early in the season, the first official day of practice. But for you, you know, what are some expectations you have for this team? What are maybe some goals that you think are realistic that can be achieved here in the 2023 season?
I think that coming up short last year in the season has really put a damper on the girls. And I think that they're really chasing something this year. I think it's great to have goals and to have things set out in front of us. And I think that if we all work together and put the key pieces together, there's definitely things that we can accomplish. I don't want to speak on anything that's too out in advance, but I know that we've got a good group here and we've got a good group that are ready to chase some things. So I'm super excited for what's to come.
And when you kind of, you know, look down the line just generally about this upcoming season, what are some things that, you know, you think need to happen for Mercer County to have a successful 2023 volleyball season? What does that look like?
I think the name of our game is going to be hitting, utilizing our hitters and putting the ball where we need to. I think that it's going to be very important for this upcoming season. We've got some good power coming from the front row, and so just utilizing them at key points and everybody playing their role and playing their position and us all coming together as one, I think will be the most key component for our success.
And just as we wrap up with you, I know, you know, you're not from the area, but you've been around for a little bit at this point. Like we said, you know, working with the program last year. What do you think of just kind of the kids you're coaching, and how has the relationship building been for you, you know, now being the varsity head coach?
I think it's great. I think that helping out last year was a huge part of this. I think building those relationships with the girls, they're familiar with me. I think that they're adjusting well to me being in this type of role instead of just kind of at an assistant role. But I think that it's built relationships and that we're only going to keep building from there. And they seem comfortable with me and I'm comfortable with them. And I think that they're hopefully enjoying all of the summer stuff that's happening. But I think that everything's been good so far.
All right, that's new Mercer County volleyball coach Lexi Strange joining us as the Golden Eagles be getting year number one with Coach Strange. Lexi, I guess congratulations again on taking over, and good luck this year.
Thanks, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.